Welcome back to the Teach for the Heart podcast. We tackle teaching challenges from a biblical perspective. Today, I'm excited to invite you to a brand new training that we've never done before happening next week. It is called Classroom Management Answers, and we're going to be talking about six simple strategies to reduce disruption and rebuild respect. You can get all the details and sign up for free at teachfortheheart.com/training. Now, just to give you a little bit of an idea of what we're going to be talking about, we are going to start off by looking at some of the reasons why your classroom might be chaotic, why there may be way more behavior issues than you wish they would be. What are some of the factors that contribute to that? And then we're going to look at one key aspect of classroom management that, if you don't have that, is really a problem, and how that one aspect really helps solve a lot of the reasons that we have so many behavior issues. So you definitely won't want to miss that. And if you don't have this aspect, we'll show you how you can start incorporating that into your classroom. Then after that, we're going to be talking about six simple strategies to reduce disruptions and rebuild respect. And we have not shared this on any of our free live trainings before. And so I'm excited. This will be the first time we're sharing it on a free live training. And this part, we're going to be going through six simple strategies. So six different ways that you can respond to misbehavior. So if you've ever felt like, oh my goodness, you know, so-and-so is doing, you know, this behavior issue is happening in my class and I don't know what to do. Or, you know, this keeps happening. I don't know how to respond. I don't know how I should handle this. We're going to give you six different strategies. They're all very simple. They're all very easy to implement right away. And so you're going to come away with a lot more tools in your tool belt, a lot more things that you can pull out and use in that moment when you, are facing something that you're like, oh my goodness, in the past, I didn't know what to do with this, but now I do. I'm going to use one of these strategies. So I'm really excited to share all of this with you on the free training, Classroom Management Answers. So go to teachfortheheart.com/training, sign up, and I hope to see you there. Now, if for any reason the time of the training conflicts with your schedule, please go ahead and sign up, because Lord will, if technology works, we will have a recording for you the following day. Now, one caution though about the recording. We have seen from our stats that way too often people sign up and say, I'll watch the recording, and they never do. I'm talking way more than half of the people that say, yes, I want this training, never actually get around to watching it. And that's just because life is busy. There's so much going on, right? But if you say, yes, I need this, this is what I need, then I would really encourage you, if you at all can, to show up live. It's so much more fun to be there live with everyone there and interacting with all the teachers. But if for some reason you can't be there live, then put it down in your calendar. Put it in your planner, put it in your calendar. Say, I'm going to watch it Tuesday night. I'm going to watch it Thursday while I'm washing dishes, whatever it is. Plan a time to watch it if you can't be there live, because otherwise it's just, like I said, vast majority chance you're never going to get around to it. So want to encourage you with that. I can't wait to share this. I really can't wait to hear your feedback. I think it's going to be really, really helpful. Once again, the link is teachfortheheart.com/training. And if you know of any other teachers that you think would also enjoy or be helped by this training, please forward the link on to them as well. Well, thank you guys again so much for listening. I look forward to speaking with you again soon. In the meantime, teacher, remember, God is at work in you and through you, and He's using you to make a difference. Keep your eyes on Him and teach for the heart.